I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
And if I had $1 million.
Hello, my dear friends.
You are now listening to Great Songs About Nothing Good.
Doctor? 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 Doctor?
Doctor?
Doctor? Doctor?
Doctor?
Doctor?
Doctor?
Doctor? Doctor?
Doctor?
Doctor? Doctor?
Doctor?
Doctor? Doctor? Doctor? Doctor? And doctor. Yeah. We miss anyone?
Oh yes, the mic was all the way done. So yeah, you listen to Great Songs About Nothing Good, WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you. And I hope you're all doing well. We were away for a while, visiting all the global hotspots, New York, Beverly, technically New Jersey, drove through Connecticut, and that's about it. Anyway, we have a great show lined up for you, and if you don't believe me, then we'll start off with this song, and we can, evaluate our position from there.
Young.
Thank you. just ain't my cross to bear. I sat down and wrote you a long letter. Just ain't my cross to bear. Oh no.
Wait for it. Wait for it. That'll do nicely. Two from the Allman Brothers right there. It's Not My Cross to Bear and Don't Want You No More. Before that, the Shangri-Las, Remember Walking in the Sand, and the Mountain Goats, this year from the Sunset Tree 2005, a song that's been in heavy rotation lately, and so I pass it along to you. And we are 15 minutes into Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. Hope you're enjoying the show. I'm enjoying it now since I turned up the mic, and you can now hear my, we'll call it professional voice. Yes, we'll call it professional. So, moving along with the agenda. Haven't played Big Star in some time, so let's remedy that.
Yeah. good and lascivious pose. We all know you're soft cause we've all seen you dancing. We all know you're hard cause we've all seen you drinking from noon until noon again. You're the boy with the filthy laugh. You're the boy with the Arab shop. Comic celebrity takes a back seat as a cigarette catches and sets off the smoke alarm. What do you make of the cool set in London? You're constantly updating your hit parade of your 10 biggest wanks.
Belle and Sebastian, the boy with the Arab strap, from the album of the same name, 1998. Cream with Badge off the final Goodbye album. And Big Star, September Girls, Radio City. And that'll bring us to the bottom of the hour here on Great Songs for Nothing Good on WMFO. So let's dive right into a legally mandated PSA. Back to basics this week. It's a don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. Public service message from WMFO in Medford. Tufts Educational Radio. And moving right along, we're going to discuss for just a second here one of the meaty issues of the day. And that's, I went to school at UMass Amherst. It's called the Pioneer Valley, but the Chamber of Commerce in Springfield, and what could be on one hand described as a case of nearsightedness, on the other hand described as a case of an ether binge, has been pushing the term West Mass to get all the youth out there with their dungarees and their unfiltered cigarettes. But seriously, that is just such a crass marketing idea, and you have to take my word for it. I'll turn the discussion over to some esteemed former residents of that particular educational institution.
Shy, oh kiss me, oh kiss me, oh kiss the world. Hello, baby.
Would live through me, then lock me up and throw away the key. Or just find a place to hide away and hope that I'll just go away. Huh. But I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. Bring you precious contraband and ancient tales from distant lands. Conquerors and concubines and conjurers from darker times. A betrayal and conspiracy, sacrilege and heresy. And I feel alright. I feel alright tonight. Feel all right. I feel all right tonight. Tell your lies, criticize and sympathize. Yeah, but be careful what you wish for, friend, 'cause I've been to hell and now I'm back again. I feel alright. Yeah, I feel alright tonight. Yeah, I feel alright. Now I feel alright.
And they all lived happily ever after. Steve Earle, Feel All Right, which pops up at the end of a second season of The Wire. Mike McSweeney, if you're listening, you have a lot to look forward to. Rolling Stones, Before They Make Me Run from Some Girls, and Pixies, UMass, live at Coachella 2004, when they had just fired up the reunion cash-in train, and there was still Kim Deal, and things were awesome and pretty cool, at least as far as 2004 goes. Things got a bit rocky later that year. Anyway, that was the Pixies, and they are a fantastic band. The new album? But hey, they're coming through town, so they always put on a good show. And the new bassist Paz, she does a very, very fine job of keeping the rhythm section tight. So for that, at least, give them your money. Also, you know, maybe if you're lucky, Dave Loverling will do magic tricks. Maybe. But maybe not. So at 7:39, we are firing on all cylinders, as you can tell by the impassioned tone of my voice. And may this song serve as further proof of that statement, wherein we all go say, hey, Bo Diddley.
I'm a road runner, honey. Beep, beep. Beep, beep. I'm a
hurting you, I'm. Here I go. Somewhere hanging around.
Down the 96 tram line, breakfast on the run again. He's well aware. belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
Richard Hell, frontman for the Voidoids, former member of the television until he realized that Tom Verlaine was a pill to work with, and now a detective novel author. So, shows you know you never know what you're going to be doing with your life, but Blank Generation, a wonderful, wonderful song that becomes more and more relevant as the days go by. And before that, what did we have? Ah, yes, we had Courtney Barnett, Elevator Operator. Hopefully a new album comes out soon because, oh man, that's a white-hot talent. Before that, Bo Diddley, Roadrunner, a song covered to very good effect by The Who when they were promoting the Who's next album. So you've learned something about them here. And now, moving on, you know the Oscars were yesterday, I agree with most of what happened. I'm glad that Mel Gibson didn't get to go up on stage because that'd have been way too awkward for everybody involved. So, with that in mind, here's this thing.
As you walk down the boulevard, she looks so weak and fragile. That's why she tried to be so hard. But they turned her into a princess, and they sat her on the throne. But she turned her back on stardom because she wanted to be alone. Well, you can see all the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. Some that you recognize, some that you hardly even heard of. People who worked and suffered and struggled for fame. Some who succeeded and some who suffered in vain.
All the stars as you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. house and see the giants. Which one would you choose to be? And if you can't get that together, here's the answer, here's the key. You can freeze like a 30-century man, like a 30-century man. I'll save my breath and take it with me till 100 years or so. Shame you won't be there to see me shaking hands with Charles de Gaulle. Play it cool and saran wrap all you can. Be a 30-century man. You can freeze like a 30-century man. Like a 30-century man.
Park. He says he's got your medication. She was sitting on the edges of his vision, trying to start a revolution. But he's done with all the parties, he's covered in contusions. Your laugh leaves laugh lines, your love leaves bright bruises. She said she was cruising, but she came back all fried and out of focus. In a cool car, cranking crocus. Guys go for looks, girls go for status. There are so many nights when this is just how it happens. Guys go for looks, girls go for status. He was dreadlocked in the dorms in the Colorado corn. He says he's got your vegetation. She was sitting on the edge of the bed, smoking, trying to reach emancipation. And he's done with DVDs, he's fully entertained. He's bleaching out the bloodstains, he's got diamonds in the drain. She said that she was coming, but she mostly just made hard, fast noises. It kind of sounded like a locust. Guys go for looks, girls go for status. There are so many nights when this is just how it happens. Guys go for looks, girls go for status. It was song number 3 on John's last CD. Gonna make it through this year if it kills me. And it almost killed me. Song number 4 on that first D4. You want the scars, but you don't want the war. That's just hardcore. These kids are clever to the core.
And these kids are clever to the core. The Hold Steady Girls Like Status from the Aqua Teen Hunger Force : movie film for theater : the soundtrack. Scott Walker, 30 Century Man from Scott 3, and the Kinks live version of Celluloid Heroes from the BBC Sessions, which brings us to the end of the line here for this edition of Great Songs But Nothing Good on WMFO in Medford. I'm Mr. Shoes. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's great to be back. I'll try not to be away for so long next time, unless of course I am, but you know, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but I will be here next week. Hopefully you will be too. Stay tuned. There's lots more goodies coming up on WMFO, and we're going to close it out with our national anthem.